上帝有很非基督徒说上帝不公平。
The non-Christian will say that God is unjust.
怎么回答
？How do you answer?
讲这个话的一定在困难中间的人。
He who speaks this, he is in difficulty.
所以他看见别人比他有钱，就骂上帝不公平。
When he sees that other is richer than him, he will blame God.
但如果当他变成全世界最有钱，他就感谢主。
And when he becomes the richest in the world, he says, "Praise God."
他这种对上帝的评论也是建立在不公平的上面的。
So this kind of criticism about God also is building on unjustness.
人怪上帝的时候
，when men blame God,
都是对自己遇到与别人不同的情形。
It is because they are in different situation compared to others.
所以呢，这个是很不公平的对上帝的评论。
This is a very unjust criticism of God.
我严格的告诉你
，I want to say,
一个人在贫穷中间还能颂赞上帝
，if a man is in poverty and still can praise God,
一个人在不如人的时候还会。感谢上帝给别人比他更多的恩典，这个灵性是吧
？When he is worse compared to others, still he can praise God. He has a better spirituality.
甚至在最属灵的阶层里面，常常最难得胜的一个试探是什么
？Even in the best of spirituality, what is the difficulty that we can overcome?
扫罗杀死千千，感谢主。忽然就听见大卫杀死万万，马上埋怨主。
When Saul kills a thousand, he's happy to hear that. But when hear people say that this David killed thousands of thousands, then he's jealous.
妒忌
to envy.
严格的说
and strictly says,
是不合逻辑的东西
is something with illogical.
为什么呢
Why?
我从小学了一件事情
When I was young, I learned one thing.
如果别人好，我也学吗
If people are better, I want to learn.
别人弹琴，我也学弹吗
If you want to play piano, I want to learn.
我也学学学
习吗 I also want to learn.
别人作曲，我也学吗
If you compose, I want to learn.
别人画图，我也学画吗
I want to learn also paper
painting. 如果我有一天画得比他更好
If one day I can paint better than him,
我就不必妒忌
Then I don't have to envy.
对不对
Is that right?
第二
Second,
如果学到死的不可能像他一样好
If I learn until I am dead, I cannot be better than him.
我何苦妒忌呢
Why should I feel envy?
所以呢何必
Why should?
何苦大家说第二三何必妒忌何苦妒忌两个都不懂就必定很苦我认为妒忌是没有逻辑的存在可能
So envy has no logical way of existence.
如果你一生减少，你一生除去妒忌这个罪捆绑你，你就是一个很快乐的人。
If your whole life you can get rid of this envy, you can be a happier man.
有很多人比我有钱。
A lot of people are richer than me.
感谢主给他那么多钱。
Praise God, he's rich.
求主给他好好用钱。
Pray that God will allow him to use money.
盼望他用钱不给上帝审判。
That he use money and God will not judge him.
That's it. 我们教会。
Our church.
有的人奉献很多钱的
Some give a lot of money
我也不会因为他奉献很多钱特别听他的话因为 我的耳朵对每个人长短一样的不会这样分数的
I will not listen to them better if they give a lot of money
有的人奉献很多钱 这一次他买地皮
When we are going to buy this piece of land
有的人只有奉献几块钱
There are people who offer only a few dollars
有一个人奉献$500,000
There was one who have offered $500,000
算什么我不说哎呀这么大我就特别尊重他不会
I cannot because of that respect him more
因为如果他这$500,000不过是他的1%他还是欠账的
If that $500,000 was only by 1% of what he has then he's going to get to God
有一些传道的看见人家奉献几块钱哇马上尾巴一直摇
A little bit wet their tail when they see the people give more money
你摇到一般那个人一面看你一面看不起
Because when you wreck your taste, people will despise you.
该杀的乌龟给该杀，上帝的乌龟给上帝，这是太神的事情。
What belongs to Caesar will give to Caesar. What belongs to God, give to God. That is his responsibility to God.
求主怜悯我。
Pray that God will help us.
你不要一直想别人，你自己怎么样
？Think about yourself and others.
第一个晚上你提到现在的教会没有表现上帝的形象。
The first time you mentioned the church today did not manifest the image of God.
那么怎么样的教会才能继续表现上帝的形象
？What kind of church can manifest the image of God?
既然成圣是渐进式的。
Now this sanctification is progressive.
为什么你这样评论教会呢
？Why is that you criticize the church in such way?
我们不能够站在教会外面来审判教会。
We cannot stand outside the church to criticize the church.
因为我们本身是教会的一部分。
Because we are part of the church.
所以如果有很多的教会没有达到神的心意
，If a lot of churches has not gone according to the will of God,
求主怜悯使我们继续进步。
Pray that God will help us to progress together.
我自己不能说。别的教会不好，我的教会就好，不一定，可能我的教会可能比别人还更不好。
I cannot say that other church is not good, my church is good because my church may be worse than others.
我们都在进步的中间。
We are in the process of progress.
我不记得我的词句是怎么讲的，是你讲错或者我讲错。
Whether you say wrongly, I say wrongly, I do not remember.
可能是我错。
Maybe I'm wrong.
我盼望呢，今天的教会不能表彰的，我们继续表彰。怎样才能表彰出来？
We pray that what the truth cannot manifest today, we will manifest.
The power, 神的意
God's love, God's righteousness,
神的光，神的真理
God's life, God's truth,
神的创造性
God's creativity, God's eternalness.
这些形象尽量怕飞到荣耀上帝的地步，就是。
And all these images want to manifest until the image of God is glorified.
非基督徒认为我们的上帝造了，这个已经大了，这个、已经大了，这个、已经大了。还有几题，还有几个人，我或者就是基督，死了就有一处，这样像还是是呢？保罗说要我们学他，他是不是自大？
When Paul says he want us to imitate him, is it boasting? What do you mean by the image of Christ?
To live is Christ.
To live is Christ.
不是说 when I live, I am Christ.
不是说我活着，我就是基督的意思。
这个中文这个翻译和英文翻译不一样。To live is Christ.
这个英文的 to live is Christ 不是中文的这个翻译。
所以那个有一点像基督是我的生命的意思。
That means that Jesus Christ is my life.
很难说我的生命就是基督。
But you cannot say that my life is Christ.
所以这个很难倒转过来的。
So you cannot reverse it.
很多东西你一倒转的就完全不一样。
A lot of things if you reverse it, then it's different.
所以如果你说呢，人是两只脚的。
He says that man has two legs.
所以两只脚的都是人。
He says that two legs is man.
那不一定，可能是鸡。
No, it could be chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken 也是两只脚。
Kentucky Fried Chicken also has two legs.
保罗说你们要学我。
Paul said you must imitate me.
有没有自大？
Does he boast?
没有。
No.
如果他的学我，这个我有没有学耶稣？
If he said that, you must imitate me, but this me, does he imitate Christ?
如果他没有学耶稣，他没有资格叫你学我。
If he did not imitate Christ, he was not worthy to say that.
你们要效法我。
Paul said that you must imitate me.
如同我效法基督。
Like me imitating Christ, that's right. Isn't that good?
如果说保罗，你们要效仿我。
If people are Paul said, you must imitate me.
因为我是不结婚的，那麻烦了。
Because I'm not married.
所以保罗叫人学他，是他效法基督的那些事，你要学他。
And when Paul want people to imitate him because he imitated Christ.
所以你这个对解经的原理要懂。
So you must know the principle of interpretation.
如果人是在变化的过程中
，If man is in the process of change,
你会不会更在慢慢变？
Are you changing?
你是不是也变成更完全的过程？
Are you also in the process of changing to be more perfect?
我倒回到刚才的重点。
Coming back to what I said just now.
深浅不要紧。
Whether it's deep or whether it's less deep, it's important.
要紧。
But whether it's right or wrong, it's important.
所以呢，我们是继续不断研究，继续在越来越完全的。
So we are becoming more and more perfect.
这个叫做变化。
That's called changes.
但是你是人，你就变化变化变成更完全的人，不要变成鸡就是了。
But you are man becoming more and more like man, not like a chicken.
人是变化的。
Yes, man is changing.
Change in degree, but not change in your gene.
程度上的改变，而不是这个。
就是基因的改变。
基因的改变。
所以你不能变成另外一种了。
You cannot change another kind of species.
这样的信仰的准确性。
Then the rightness.
先奠定
了 You want to be affirmed.
然后成长就是应该
Then only you grow on this basis.
耶稣为什么说你不要去现在耶路撒冷等
Why did Jesus say don't go now but wait in Jerusalem?
这个圣灵降在你身上
The Holy Spirit will be poured on you.
哦不不不不去了有圣灵了
Then he go.
因为圣灵来了
Because when the Spirit comes.
要使你想起我的话
So recollect what I've said.
圣灵来了
When Holy Spirit comes.
引导你进入圣灵
Will guide you into the truth.
所以你等圣灵来了
You wait for the coming of Holy Spirit.
对真理肯定了解真正相信正确的你才出去传道
After you know the rightness of the truth then only you go out and preach.
现在很多人只要有恩赐只要讲到人家爱情就乱传道
A lot of people today just because they're gifted in preaching they go and preach.
我相信那些随便讲道的牧师
Those who preach very loosely,
在印尼特别多
a lot in Indonesia.
不读神学的听众更多，读了神学更少人听他。
And before they study theology, a lot of people listen to them. After they study theology, less people listen to them. Why?
因为不懂的比较敢乱讲。
Because you do not know, you dare to preach more boldly.
懂的就是要接不住不对的，就不大敢乱讲。
But if you know rightly, you know that to preach is difficult.
但我不是说敢讲的一定乱讲。
I'm not saying that those who preach boldly will preach in a loose way.
因为如果这样，我也乱讲。
Because if that is so, I'm also preaching in a very loose way.
我是说，真懂的应当敢讲。
I say those who truly know must be brave enough to preach.
不懂的随便敢乱讲很危险。
Those who do not know but yet preach very bravely is very dangerous.
懂一点不敢讲也不对。
Those who know a little bit dare not speak also is wrong.
但是懂一点不敢讲是正常的。
But if you know a little and you dare not preach, that is quite normal.
我举个例子。
For instance,
启示录这本书啊。
Revelation, the book of Revelation.
注释解释的方式，注释面子已经一千多种。
There are more than 1,000 different commentaries.
你单单看一本，你就很敢讲，以为那就是真理。
If you read one and you dare to preach,
你看了很多本以后，你说这样难，哪里敢讲
？Then after reading a lot of commentaries, it's difficult. You don't
know. 明白我的意思
？You know?
为什么很多读了神学没有能力？没有读神学很容易，不是很有能力，很大声。
A lot of people before and after study this theology, the difference is that they speak even more loudly.
但我告诉你
，I tell you,
那些乱讲的传道人
，those who preach in a loose way,
我是不爱去参加他的聚会。
I do not like to go to the meeting.
不是因为我不爱听他的东西。
Not because I don't like to listen to them.
我是也是不大爱听的。
Yes, actually, I do not like.
因为我坐在那边，他就没有能力的。
Because if I sit there, then he has no power.
你不相信叫那些乱讲的传道人讲到，我就坐在正中一排，一直看着他。
I would sit right in the center and listen to them.
他们所谓的圣灵能力一下子就不见了。
And then the power is lost.
已经好几次发生这样的事情。
Many times it happens.
不要说他们。
Not they.
连我自己神学院的学生，我好好坐在那边注意听他的，他都发抖发抖。
Even my own theological student, if they sit there, they do not dare to preach loosely.
因为他们没有经过严格的训练，许多自己讲的前后矛盾，前后不知道，自己都不知道。
Because without a very proper training, even what they speak contradict itself.
我可以把它点出来。
I can point to them.
我不是说我完全。
I'm not saying I'm perfect.
我在追求。
I'm seeking.
但是我看见许多比我更不完全、更大胆的出来。
But I can see a lot of people who are less perfect than myself and can preach in the boast way, I feel that they are sinning against God.
很多人说陶牧师你一存在很多人不敢存在。
You see, Pastor Tong, you exist and people dare not exist.
有一次我训练我的执事在我们四水的教会。
There was one time I trained my deacons.
我一开始怎么讲到就把讲到十二种不同的讲到提出来。
Then I mentioned 12 different kinds of this preaching.
现在大家知道黑名的喷金的。42种的讲道，我提出
的。The different kind of preaching.
人家讲我讲领袖学。
Whether it's leadership, they are going to preach.
有一些专研究领袖学的就说有三种的领袖，我一提就提出七种领袖出来。
A lot of people mention three kinds of different leaders, but I mentioned seven.
后来有一个测试队友说。
There was a deacon to tell me.
没有给你训练，我还敢讲。训练完了，我不敢了。
Before training, I dare to speak, but after that, I dare not speak.
所以我变成一个呢妨碍人为主工作的人。
So I'm a one who become hindering to others.
因为我一带大家就吓死了。
Because of my that people are frightened.
其实那个不是我的原意。
Actually, that's not my original.
我的原意是你先动摇，你先对自己怀疑，你先不敢，以后呢，你真正明白再敢的时候，那是真的敢。
Because you must first doubting yourself, then when you build up yourself, then you are more brave to speak rightly.
我不是所有的都大。如果神预定了信与不信，那基督徒不必传福音的。
If God had predestined the elect and the non-elect, then we don't have to preach as a Christian.
为什么一定要照你的方法
？Why according to your method?
神没有说预定信与不信。
God did not predestine some who are believing, some are not.
预定拣选一些人在基督里得着永生。
God has predestined to elect some to have salvation in Christ.
我不必传福音。
You say I don't have preach them.
神没有告诉你哪一个。
God did not tell who.
所以借着福音的广传。
Through the preaching of the gospel.
把神的选民彰显出来。
And manifesting those who are elected by God.
就是这样，预定论就拦阻人传道了。
Then predestination hinder people to preach. You say.
我这个思想是堕落理性所产生。
But that is the thinking of the foreign reasoning.
上帝用预定论来鼓励人传道。
God using predestination to encourage people to preach.
你说哪里有这样的事情？有
，Yes。
保罗在哥林多
，Paul in his green，
灰心失志
，He was so downhearted。
不要再传了。
He doesn't want to preach anymore。
罢了。
Let it be。
那天晚上
，That night，
耶稣在向他显现的时候
，Jesus when he appeared to him，
不可闭口
，Do not close the mouth，
只管放胆。
Just preach, bro.
再传讲下去。
And preach.
有我与你同在。
I'm with you.
所以话告诉你，真的传道人。
The true preacher.
要辞职都没有资格的。
They even are not worthy to resign.
因为每次他要辞，耶稣就说不可辞职。
Because every time when they resign, Jesus will say no.
再讲下去。
Continue to preach.
说我已经宣布辞职了。
God, I have already said I want to resign.
不管。
No.
你再讲下去。
You preach, continue.
有我与你同在。
I'm with you.
后来讲了一句话
Later on he said a statement.
因为这城有许多我的百姓
Because in this city there are many of my elect.
什么意思呢
What's the meaning?
什么意思呢
What's the meaning?
我预定得救的你一传他就出来了
Those who are predestined to have favor will be manifested.
不是拦阻人传道
So predestination do not hinder you to preach.
预定了是鼓励他传道。
But encourage you to preach.
预定是保证你传道一定有果效。
Because predestined, that's why there is a guarantee that we preach the result.
怪不得最讲预定论的保罗是最努力传道的。
And that's why Paul who preached the predestination most, he preached very hard.
而今天把努力传福音不信预定论的人，同真信预定论不愿意传福音的人，两个人灵性都有毛病。
And even there is a problem in spirituality for those who believe in predestination do not preach, and for those who preach and do not believe in predestination.
我再答一题我就结束了。
This is the last answer.
所以呢，如果你的问题没有答到了，也是预定。
If the question is not answered, that's predestined.
现在的基督徒很难做。
Today it's so difficult to become a Christian.
我们不可以轻浮科学、社会学、心理学、政治学、宗教等，还要长老神的真理，很不简单。请你怎么样面对这些压力
？We cannot despise psychology, sociology, and yet we must have a correct belief. How can you solve this tension?
你怎么把这些当作压力
？Why do you feel that as a pressure?
这些当作机会、啊。
They are opportunity, actually.
我一生不感到我有什么太大的压力。
In my whole life, I never feel there's a pressure on me.
因为牛顿早就说了。
Because Newton has said,
这个作用力等于反作用力。
When there's an action, there's an equal reaction.
大家说一二三，作用力等于反作用力。在海平面的鱼呀、啊、
，The fish that is on the surface of the water level.
里面的抵抗力很少。
There's a very small pressure from within.
上帝给他很少的压力。
So God gave it a very small pressure.
在深海里面的鱼。
But the fish in the lower part.
里面很大的压力。
There's a great pressure in it.
外面很大的压力，它也一点感到不压力，因为你多少我也多少，哪里有压力
？So there's a pressure also as great from outside. So he doesn't feel the pressure.
所以保罗说什么
？What Paul said?
我祷告求你使里面的力量刚强起来。
I ask God to strengthen your inner being.
就很大的奥秘。
This is a profound thing.
我想很多很少人解经那一节这么简单。
Very few people interpret that verse like this.
里面的力量刚想起来。
When your inner strength is built up.
就预防外面的压力太大的时候，你不会倒。
So that when the outer pressure comes, 对不对？ You won't fall.
所以大的建筑物。
So the big building.
一百多层的。
100 of stories.
里面的那个钢筋水泥大得不得了。
Even the concrete is big inside.
因为我们呢，不要里面的力量，要外面的好看，所以越做越大，风一吹就摇了。
So today we want the inner strength, want the outer beauty. When the wind blows, it shakes.
那么我给你们神学讲座做什么？
Now what for that I give it to the seminar?
里面的力量刚强。
So that your inner strength will be built up.
你对真理的理解刚强。
So the understanding of truth will be built up.
信仰的知识坚强。
And your faith will be built up.
你们来听这几天很辛苦吗？
Is it difficult for you to come to listen to this seminar?
要回答吗？很辛苦吗？很享受哦。
You really enjoy it.
我想多少你就这样听就完了，就给你拿去。
Because I've thought through so hard and then you have it now.
这样舒服。我到巴黎看一个东西，想个半子，两分钟你就拿去。
So I go to Paris and think through very hard, 2 minutes and you receive everything.
那机票很贵啊。
It's very costly for the etiquette.
我还要离开家人。
I have to depart my family and go to all places.
各地方去吸收东西，思想，一个人花了多少的这个思想的交流，思想的征战，把归纳出来。把神学从这些回来讲给你听，你多享受你。
And I have the intellectual warfare within my brain, and then coming to speak to you.
你们这三天付20块是吗？是不是付20块？很便宜哦。
It's very cheap indeed.
我的聚会里面有一个记者，是印尼很重要的一个人。
One of my meeting, we have a reporter.
他是 Stephen Kong. 你的 seminar 在印尼收的只有几块美金，这样便宜。
You say your seminar in Indonesia, we only collect a few dollars as entrance fees.
你知道我的 seminar on business 收多少钱？
Do you know that my seminar on business, how much I collect?
One day seminar, $350.
$350 for one day seminar.
U.S.
U.S. dollars.
他说什么呢？
What did you say?
老实讲，你讲的分量比我讲的更深的多。
You preach even more profoundly compared to me.
你的东西比我更扎实，所以我每个礼拜来听一下。
And what you have is even more profound than what I have. That's why I come to you every Sunday.
一次收人350块美金。
every time that I collect $350 US.
问你的神学想做才3块5块美金。
Why is that your seminar only $3 or $5?
我看到您就提高到350块韩国一样好了。
I hope you raise it under $350 US.
我心里说撒旦退我后边去吧。
是 Satan, depart from me.
你做你的，我做我的。
You have mine, I have mine.
因为很多学生根本没有钱。
Because a lot of these students have no money.
我要他们神学基础打好。
I want them to build up in their faith.
但是我们很诚实。
But we are very honest.
我们住那个礼堂一天费用差不多要4000-5000美金。
We have $4,000 or $5,000 US to rent the auditorium.
我们当然要每一个人要有一点负责任，他才会住一天。
Everyone must contribute something before.
你哪里可以讲神学讲到收钱就不合圣经
？How can you have seminar and collect money?
我告诉你，这个最合圣经的。
That's according to Bible.
因为耶稣说
，Because Jesus said,
你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your money is, there is.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
你昨天讲到照相永远不是本相，这样人不是永远也不完全的吗
？You say that the image will not be the origin. Does it mean that forever man will not be perfect?
我们永远不能与神有同本质的完全。
Forever, we cannot have the same identical essence as compared to God.
我们只能有被造界的完全。
We can only have the perfection in the created realm.
被造的完全，直到救赎之后的完全。
The perfection in the created realm until when we are in the salvific realm of perfection.
From the created perfection into the redeemed and confirmed the perfection of the redemption, 那个完全还不能达到 God's own eternal perfection.
Even that redeemed perfection will not be the eternal perfection of God.
所以呢，我们这个完全是被造的完全。
So we are in the created perfection.
当耶稣说你们要完全像你们的父完全一样。
When Jesus Christ said that you must be perfect as God is perfect.
那是提到一个很重要的本质，要休息爱你们的仇敌。
That is to say that the essence is you must learn how to love your enemies.
不是指我们的本质会像创造我们的主一样。
Not that in essence we will be as perfect as a creator.
黄牧师，我带领我母亲参加很多的布道大会，包括你的，她都没有反应。结果在一个灵恩布道大会里，看见医病神迹，接受耶稣，这样灵恩派是不是有它一定的功能呢？
I have brought my mother to many kind of meeting, including yours, but she's not converted. But when I brought her to a charismatic meeting, she was converted. Does it mean that charismatic also has the function
of the divine healing?
Of divine healing.
如果医病祷告的聚会，结果有的人病不一定好，但是你妈妈信主，就感谢上帝。
If in divine healing meeting some are not healed but yet the mother is converted, we want to praise God.
让神在他的救赎旨意里面用各样的办法使那些选民结果归向上帝。
That God in His redemptive purpose using many ways and means to save those who are elected.
但如果你说你的妈妈信主是因为医病大会使她自救的，你就完全错了。
But if you say that your mother is converted because of that divine healing, then you're wrong.
乃是因为基督在十字架上使了流血，你的妈妈才得救。
It is because Christ Jesus has shed the blood on the cross and to redeem her. That's what she said.
他说你说你的妈妈现在已经接受主信主了，我不知道你妈妈是接受一位怎样的主。
But you would say that my mother now has accepted Jesus Christ. I don't know what kind of God that he has.
如果你妈妈接受的是因为为他死、为他定十字架、为他复活的主，我为你的妈妈感谢他。
If she accepted a God, a God who has shed His blood for him, for her, then I praise God for you.
如果你的妈妈是接受一个，原来耶稣是存在的，你看事实有人病了会好，所以这个耶稣很奇妙，我就接受他了，就从那些。看见另外一种宗教也会医好人，就信那种宗教，那种信仰是没有价值的。
But if your mother were to accept that God, and because she was marvel that seeing that God can save someone by healing, then actually that God is the same as other religions that can perform miracles.
如果你信有一位神会医好你，那么这个神的能力同这个神的存在是你信仰的一个内容的话。
If you can see that a God who can heal you, and that becomes the foundation and the object of faith,
这样的信的内容从外邦人的信的内容是没有分别的。
Then the content of your believing is no different compared to the non-Christian's belief.
当你实实在在明白什么叫接受耶稣的时候，信主的时候，就是说你接受。 他在你生命上的主权，也接受他为你十恶不赦的救赎功能在你身上的运行，那样的接受主才是真基督徒的信仰。
When you truly believe that by receiving Christ Jesus, which means that you receive a one who has died on a cross for you, then there's a true acceptance.
从这个角度来看，我看见那些因为友谊，因为人情，在基督教里面不认基督徒，不是信徒的，因为看医病就相信耶稣是存在，就在灵恩派里面的许多基督徒，从我来看还不是基督徒。
For those who receive Christ Jesus because of friendship, because they see some of the miracles in the Christian movement, I still do not deem that they are actually the true Christians.
所以呢，我要问那些所谓接受主的人，当他见证主的时候，他是不是见证他的罪的赦免？基督为他死，他会最痛悔，他接受基督在他生命做主。如果不是的话，他还不是一个基督徒。
Even for those who want to bear testimony for the believing, I want to see what kind of testimony they give. Whether they bear testimony for the divine healing or bear testimony because they say that Christ has shed blood for him or for her.
第二个大的层次。
And the second aspect.
如果一个人因为看到某些神迹，心柔软，表示接受主的，你应当快快把道放在他心中，使他的信仰不是建立在神迹的上面，而是建立在基督的道的上面。
If one would see a miracle and soften his or her heart, you must give the word of God to him or to her so that his faith is built upon the word of God, but not a miracle.
否则这很危险的。
If not, this is dangerous.
因为这一次看见有神迹就信上帝，下一次看不见神迹就会离开上帝。
If not, for this time they will see the miracle they believe, for the next time if they don't see the divine healing, then will they fall apart or fall away from the faith.
如果他不看见基督为他的罪死，所以他需要一个救赎，他的救主，他知道这个救赎是永远的，他就因此不随便离开上帝。
If he or she would see that it is because Christ just shed blood on the cross for him or for her, then eternally he or she wouldn't fall away.
我从小注意有很多经过神迹、经过医病、经过特别经历的那些基督徒，没有下基础在圣经的上面。
I have especially observed for those who believe because of the miracles, I see that they have never paid attention in the Word of God.
后来他们离开主以后做了更可怕的很多事情。
And later on, when they departed from the Word of God, from Christianity, they do things even worse.
或者很严肃谈这些话。
I speak on this very seriously.
因为在这个时代，我花了实实在在很多的精神，要把基督徒建立的道的真理的信仰上面。
Because I must say that I spent a lot of effort in trying to build Christians upon the foundation of the Word of God.
因为圣经是信道是从听道来的。
Because the Bible says that he who believes will actually come from hearing.
信道不是从看神迹来的。
He who believes in the Word doesn't come from seeing miracles.
耶稣对多马说：“你看见了才信。”
And
Jesus 那些没有看见信的就比你更有福气。
Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you see. Those who have not seen and believe, they are even more blessed compared to you.
创世纪第一章二十六节，我们的形象样式是怎样的？
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, what does it say about our image? What is the content?
你还不懂，就是这样的。
That is the content.
明天继续讲下去。
We'll continue tomorrow.
我们人不完全的时候，
At a time when you are not perfect as man,
是否可以去认识这个完全的上帝？
Can we know about this perfect God?
不能。
Cannot.
除非这完全的神愿意主动地启示他自己。
Unless this perfect God wants to take initiative to reveal himself to us.
而当他启示的时候，
When he reveals,
我们还不能完全认识他。
We still cannot understand him perfectly.
除非启示了自己的神，再用启示的灵光照我们的心，把我们带进他启示的真理。
And that God who reveals you, the spirit that revealed that revelation will bring us to that truth of revelation.
否则我们还不能认识。
If not, we still cannot understand.
而我们在圣的引导之下认识他的时候，
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, when we come to know God,
我们认识他的范围只不过是在神要我们认识他的那个范围里面。
The sphere for us to understand him will still be the sphere that God wants us to understand him.
那么我们认识与亲近上帝是否有着我们自己的目标和标准来看待呢？
And for us to know God and to come close to God, does it mean that we have our own motive?
不是的。
No.
你要顺服圣灵。
You must submit to Holy Spirit.
依靠圣灵。
To depend on Holy Spirit.
你的圣灵引导人进入真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will lead us into truth.
那么你说圣灵用什么引导我？
With what can Holy Spirit guide us?
圣灵用神所启示的道来引导人。
The Holy Spirit used the word that God has revealed to lead us.
耶稣说圣灵来了。
Jesus Christ, the Counselor, comes.
使你们想起我曾经对你们讲过的话。
So that you remember, recall what I have spoken to you.
所以圣灵不是杀害理性。
So the Holy Spirit is not going to kill your intellectual power.
圣灵是使我们理性归正。
but rather to allow us to go back to the truth.
用神的话来光照理性。
So that the word of God can enlighten our reasoning power.
用神的道来引导理性。
So that the word of God can guide us in our understanding.
凡是想到圣灵是抹杀理性的，那已经是离开基督教神圣的信仰。
He who thinks that the Holy Spirit will ask us to commit suicide in our intellectuality, which we do not truly understand the truth.
今天很多人说，你讲到讲得这么清楚，结果人才产生一点信心。有的人不必讲到，就很多人信了。我为他们太担忧了。
A lot of people say that you expounded the Christianity very well, but yet only a few people believe. But those who have never spoken about the truth of God, but yet many people believe, I actually have trouble for these people.
I'm not troubled. I feel very anxious for them.
I'm troubled in my heart for these people.
Oh, that's good. That's better. Okay, 我自己没有什么困难。Okay, 但你注意一句话语。
But one statement.
如果一个人呢
，if a person，
他呢，因为看神迹而信主。
If he believes because of miracles,
那么他还真正没有信仰的基础。
And he doesn't still have the true foundation of believing.
所以你要很谨慎。
So you must be careful.
奥古斯丁讲一句话。
Augustine said this.
What they gain in their curiosity, God will lose in their pride.
他们在这个好奇里面寻到的神会在他们骄傲里面失去。
一个人因好奇所得的，要因傲慢而失。
Because of curiosity, they have gained something, it will be lost in the pride.
这是很伟大的话语。
This is a very great statement.
上帝如果是全能的，
if God is all powerful,
他能不能造一块石头，连自己也不能拿起来？
Can he create a stone so big that he cannot move it by himself?
你这个人呢，这样的老题目还拿来问，还好意思？
This is a very old question, actually.
就做基督徒这个唱老调。
It's a very old question.
我每次到新加坡来，我不把谁的老东西搬过来，我经常刺激你新的思想。
Every time when I come to Singapore, I'll bring to you new thinking, new thoughts.
这个题目呢，是一个不值得回答的题目。
It's not worthy even to answer.
因为这个题目的本身是把能与不能勉强配合，已经是不合逻辑的。
Because it's illogical for you to put the potent and also impotent and also the possibly and impossible together.
一个能到最后又不能。
And possible until a state that is impossible.
不能与能拼在一起，这是不合逻辑的。
When you put together impossibly and possibly together, it's illogical.
所以我如果我问你能不能画一个四方形的圆
，If I were to ask you, can you draw a square circle?
所以你去试试看画一个四方形的圆。
So you try to draw a square circle.
你就上当了。
Then you are trapped.
所以一个聪明人不在问题的后面的看到，我们一定要快快回答，要在不在。或者问题的背后看他们问题本身的毛病在哪。
So if you're intelligent, you don't try to jump into answer, but want to find what is the question behind the question.
神是全能的吗？
God is impotent.
如果他是 omnipotent,
if it's omnipotent,
那么他应当是怎样的？
Then what is it like?
我先问你什么叫全能。
Let me ask you, what am I omnipotent?
什么都会做吗？
He can do everything.
如果这个叫做全能的话，
if that is called all powerful,
那就不是圣经的意思了。
Then that's the meaning of the Bible.
就说是。
You say yes.
就说不是。
And you say no.
把是当作不是。
You didn't. 又
那个把不是当作是。
And no as yes.
那个不是全能，那个叫乱来。
That's not called omnipotent.
神是全能的。
God is all powerful.
怎么解释全能呢？
How can you interpret that?
第一，
first，
一切善的能力都从神而来。
All power come from God.
这叫做神的全能。
That is called the powerfulness.
第二，
the second，
一切。好的作为都要受他的能力审判，这个叫做神的权能。
All evil will be judged by the power of God. That's all important.
神以他的权能
，that God and His power，
他住了万有
，it sustains the whole world。
世人的恩惠同平安
，and also give blessing and grace。
一切美善的恩赐从神来
，and all good things come from God。
第二
，the second，
所有邪恶的力量
，all evil power，
都要在神的权能之下受审判。
They'll be judged by the all powerfulness of God，
进入永恒的刑罚。
And also eternally they will judge.
这个叫做神的全能。
That is called the all powerfulness of God.
第三，
the third，
神的全能如果解释要怎样就怎样，要做什么就做什么的话，
if you were to interpret the power of God as he can does what he wants,
那么这个全能叫做野蛮的自由。
That is called a very savage kind of freedom.
圣经从来没有提到这种野蛮的自由是神的全能。
The Bible never mentioned about this savage kind of freedom. It is a true freedom and power of God.
相反的，圣经说，
the Bible says actually,
有很多事情上帝不能做。
There are many things that God cannot do.
怎么讲呢？
What do you mean?
神不以恶为善，不以善为恶。
God cannot deem evil as good and good as evil.
神不能说谎。
God cannot lie.
神不能对付自己。
God cannot be unfaithful to himself.
所以圣经根本没有提到你观念周中那种野蛮的自由叫做神的权能。
So the Bible never mentioned about that kind of freedom that you have, saying that as the power of God.
最后一样。
Finally.
神的自由。
The freedom of God.
乃是他愿意把自己的主权从自己意志的范围被自己其他的本性所约束。
That God want his own this freedom to be limited by his own attribute.
He is willingly submitting his own freedom in accordance with his own attribute in the limitation. 所以这个范围是他本性所产生的一个这个限制。
So this limitation is set actually by his own attribute.
人活在世界是上帝的恩典。
Man living in the world is the grace of God.
对自存、自理智比较钝或者生来残缺的人，怎么样的解释呢
？For those who are less capable and for those who are handicapped, how can we explain that?
如果上帝从前把你造成一只牛，今天你就不问这个问题了。
If God were to create you as a cow in the past, then you would not ask this question.
多笨的人也比动物还不错的。
No matter how foolish a person is, he will be still better than an animal.
有时候我看一个妈妈骂她的孩子，甚至骂得非常令我们很心痛。
Many times when you see mother scolding the children, somebody hurt even.
这样不懂，那样不懂，像猪一样。
You are like a pig. You don't know anything. You say.
就是这一个把孩子骂成猪的人。
The one who scold these children as.
这样笨，这么笨。
So foolish.
他就对他的朋友说：“你看我这鹦鹉很聪明。
You see, my parrot is very intelligent.
你看他会讲两句话。
That you can say two statements.
鹦鹉会说两句话，就一直都很聪明。孩子读到六年级还很笨，很笨。
That the parrot can say two statements. You say that the parrot is very intelligent, but yet the son can study until son say you say that he's foolish.
同样一张口，怎么会把这个笨的当作聪明的，聪明当作笨的呢
？How can be the same mouth say something which is stupid as intelligent, intelligent as stupid?
你把钱交给鹦鹉叫下去读书，看着会升到第二年级。
If you get the money to ask this parent to go to send it to the school where you
are.
Even those who are foolish actually are intelligent.
他会叫爸爸。
Then he can call 爸爸。
他已经不错了。
And he's not bad.
所以因为他也不错了，你更不错，你不要自杀，你不要自卑，你不要自暴自弃，你很聪明。
So because he is already good, so you do not despise your own self.
第二。
The second.
那些比较钝的人是在比较中间就看出好像有一点比较钝。
Those who are less capable, it is in comparison we see they are less capable.
其实你应该把比较钝的人放在更钝的中间，就显出他们也是很聪明。
But if you were to compare them to those who are even less capable, then they actually are capable.
人乘车，我骑驴。
Other were to have drive in cars, I will only ride on a donkey.
自叹不如。
Then you say that I'm not compatible to others.
回头不见一挑夫。
But when you turn your head and see someone who have to carry heavy things.
意思说。
That is to say.
比上不足，比下有余。
Compared to those who are up there, we are not compatible, but compared to down there, we are better.
我相信您是懂这几句话。
I hope you understand that.
上帝无所不知，也知道人犯罪会麻烦，为什么他要造这些人使自己麻烦呢
？If God is omniscient, he knows that man will sin. Why is they want to create all these things so that himself is in trouble?
是在麻烦。
Yeah, that's in different trouble.
上帝造人是故意造一个会使自己麻烦的。
That God has purposely created a man that can cause trouble to him.
这一点我还没有讲清楚。
I'm not explaining very clearly just now.
因为我说每一点做一个讲座，我在加拿大讲了八个晚上，其实每一点我可以讲另外二十多个晚上。
Even every point I can touch on 29.
每一点再讲三个晚上，一个讲座，神的神圣与人的道德，神的真理与人的理性，神的主宰性与人的自由，神的永恒与人的存在，这些都可以讲不完的。
For all these points, I can actually give separate seminars.
这一点我还没有好好的谈。
I've not explored very clearly just now this.
我们的时间是不可能的。
Because it's impossible with the time that we have.
请你注意。
Pay attention.
连人反对上帝的自由也是神给的。
Even the freedom for man to oppose God is given by God.
反对上帝的能力也是神给的。
The ability to oppose God is given by God.
为什么神要这样做呢
？Why is that God does so?
因为我们的神是非常非常智慧 也是非常公正的。
Because God is all wise and also God is righteous.
如果上帝要每一个人都信他，很容易。
If God want everybody to believe in, it's so simple.
他把一个八条放在里面。
Just give a mechanical mechanism.
然后把一个录音机放在这里。
And give also a tape recorder.
然后把一个 timer 放在里面。
And a timer in it.
又每次上帝说要不要听我？他就
Then when God asks, you want to believe in me? Yes, yes.
要不要听我的话？听我，很简单的嘛。
It's so simple.
上帝就故意不那么做。
God has not done that.
他就造一个能反对他的。
That God purposely has created a man that can oppose him.
这是神特别这样做。
God especially did that.
所以啊
then,
你能反对主。
That you can oppose God.
结果你信主的时候。
At time when you believe in him.
神说我没有强迫你啊。
God said I never force you.
我用我的恩典感动你。
I use my grace to touch you.
我用我的圣灵光照你。
And Holy Spirit to enlighten you.
重生你，重生你。
And to regenerate you.
使你产生因为真理的认识产生信仰。
So that because of the knowledge of truth, it produces this kind of faith.
这样的神才是荣耀的神。
This God is a glorious God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我有两个问题。
I have two questions.
你昨天提到人不可能有上帝的完全。
Last time you mentioned that man cannot be perfect like God.
那么呢，你们要完全像天父完全，这个两个完全是不是不一样？已经解答了。
We have resolved this question of being perfect as God is.
第二，人与动物不同，在乎人会思想。
Man is different compared to animal because man can think.
我也赞成人必须尽可能有神给人的理性去了解圣经的真理。
And also, I can agree that man can use the reason power of God that's given to man to understand the Bible.
然而，人的理性有个极限。
But there's a limit for human reasoning.
因此，人不能用有限的理性去了解无限的上帝。
Because of that, man cannot use the limited reasoning power to understand the limitless God.
到了某个极限，必须借着信。
When it comes to a certain limit, man must use faith
来接受这个信仰。
To receive this faith,
包括我们所不能理解的真理。
Even including those doctrine we cannot understand.
你的人若非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Because if a man has doesn't have faith,
你的看法如何？
What about your
我非常同情你。
I agree with you.
也非常尊重你。
I respect you.
但是你里面还有一个很大的缺点。
But there's a fault there.
你的意思就是呢，这个信仰是理性的延伸。
You will say that this belief is an extension of reasoning.
所以当你理性不能的时候，信仰就跳出去了。
When your reasoning power has set the limit, then you want to have a leap of faith.
这个超越是对。
This transcendent is right.
这个超越的本身应当还是合理的。
And but this transcendent itself must also be itself logical.
而不是合我们这个堕落的理。
But not according to our fallen reasoning.
是合圣灵把真理光照在我们理性把我们带回的那个理。
But it is in accordance to the truth that is given to us by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit.
首先阿宾提个过。
提个过，我。
在丹麦十九世纪末后的时候
，In Denmark at the end of 19th century，
他提到了 leap of faith 的问题，
信心的跳跃。
The leap of faith 有一个大的毛病，什么毛病呢
？In the leap of faith there is a great pitfall。
人是主体
，The man is the subject。
这个很多现在的神学家没有好好看出这个毛病在哪里。
A lot of theologians have not actually seen this fault, this pitfall。
所以我呢，同美国一个人辩论这个问题。
When I was having a debate with an American,
the so-called faith is an extension of the reason.
他说这个所谓的信仰呢是这个理性的延伸。
我说 no.
I said no.
If faith is only the extension of the reason,
我说如果这个信仰信心本身只不过是理性的延伸
，before the reason extended,
那么当这个理性还没有延伸出去的时候
，there must be no any factor of faith inside.
那么一定没有在里面有这个信的这个元素。
那么他对你的看法如何？
What about your thinking? Say?
我就提到我的看法。
I told my view.
Faith is not the reason, the extension of the reason.
那么整个这个信心不是这个理性的延伸。
Faith is the return of the reason from the prodigal stage into the faithful stage to the original truth.
那是我们整个这个信心呢，是回到我们本来应该有这个地位里面。
这个信心归回那原本的真理。
信心归回到原本的这个真理。
By admitting that we are limited and created and even polluted.
并且能够认定我们是这个堕落的，我们是有限的。
But by obeying to the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are experiencing and enjoying the unlimited realm of the truth of God.
并且借着这个顺服圣灵自己的引导和光照，使我们能够享受神那无限的这个真理。
我相信我这个观念 要比他那个观念更合乎圣经的。
I truly believe that my concept is even more biblical compared to his concept.
Extension and leap is initiated from man.
因为这个跳跃和这个延伸是从人做出发点的。
But obeying to the guidance of Holy Spirit initiated by Holy Spirit.
但是这个顺服圣灵带领乃是圣灵在我们心里面动工的。
神是无所不知的，他知道人会犯罪，为什么还要造人？
God is omniscient. He knows that man will sin. Why is that he want to create man?
神造人的目的在管理万有，荣耀他的名。
That God created man so that they can rule over all things to glorify him.
是不是因为人虽然犯罪，神在恩典引导之下，人就晓得荣耀神？因此，那造人的目的还是能够获得，所以上帝还要造人。不是的，上帝造人要人可以享受寻求真理的喜乐。
God created man so that man can enjoy the joy of knowing the truth.
人被造可以经历神的爱的这一个程序。
The man is created so that man can enjoy the process of love.
神造人要人从被造的完全进了救赎而被肯定的永恒的完全。
That man is created from this human realm of perfection into the redemptive perfection and also to enjoy the presence of God eternally.
神如果不需要人荣耀他，他早就很荣耀了。
God need not man to glorify him because he is perfect in glory.
早期的基督徒凡有权柄尊贵能医病赶鬼教导许多人得到安慰，为何现在的信徒已经失去这些能力，甚至这个医病赶鬼呢？
Why is it the early Christian has the power to heal and also to cast away demons, but the Christian of today do not have that power?
请你不要乱。
Do not be confused.
医病是恩赐，不是权柄而已。
That to heal is the gift, but not a power.
赶鬼是权柄，不是医恩赐。
And also to cast demon is a power, not a gift.
圣灵把医病的恩赐分给一些人。
So this Holy Spirit had given this gift of healing to many other people.
每一个基督徒已经有权柄可以赶鬼。
But for every Christian, you already have the power to cast away the demon.
为什么我们好像做不出来？
Why is that as if we cannot do it?
第一，我们不知道。
The first is that we don't know.
我们没有觉悟。
We never realized.
第二，
the second,
我们缺乏信念，所以我们惧怕。
We lack that conviction and we are afraid.
我十七岁的时候，
at the age of 17,
在无意之中，我一个人祷告。
Unconsciously, I was praying for a person.
在我祷告的过程中，我不知道正在发生一件事情。这个耶稣基督的名一念出来，鬼全部赶走了。
In my process of praying, when I say the name of Jesus Christ, demon was cast away.
他们承认了。
They admitted.
后来我知道的时候，我发现我是基督徒有这个权柄，所以更勇敢为主工作。
Later on, when I discovered, I know that we as Christians have that power, all the more I'm strong for the faith.
雅各达有个执事部的主席到我家里来谈谈。
There was a chairman of the board of deacons who came to my house to talk to me.
他们建了一个礼拜堂，是全世界最大的华人礼拜堂。不是在新加坡，在加拿大。
They built a church building with the biggest in all the Chinese speaking churches.
In the world. 3500个座位。
They can have a seat of 3500.
这个执事部主席同我谈话。
And this chairman of deacon board told me.
他说：“唐牧师，你知道吗？有一天有一个邪术的术士去参加你的聚会。”
He said, Reverend Tang, do you know there was one day one who is in black magic went to your meeting?
他就用他的邪术要把你打死。
He used his black magic want to kill you.
他在听众中间就把那个邪术的力量射到你那里去。
He was using his black magic power among the congregation.
那是很奇怪的。
But very strange enough.
那个邪术的力量到了台上靠近我的时候，自己啪破了。
When the power of that magic came and approaching you, it broke by itself.
我不知道。
I did not know.
如果知道，可能我会这样一下。
If I know, probably I'll try to avoid.
但是没有啊，我继续讲道。
I did not know. I continued to preach.
那个力量就破掉了。
Then it broke by itself.
他很奇怪，没有发生过这样的事情。
Think of this has not happened before, you say.
所以他在射第二个更强的邪术的力量。
So he sent out the second greater power.
第二次射到台上的，我还不知道，我还在讲道。
Second time when it came, I did not know, so I was preaching.
当这力量快要到我身上的时候
，Before it came to me,
不但破掉了
，Not only that it breaks,
他自己倒下去。
He himself fell.
所以他很奇怪，他说基督教一个力量他从来没有看到。
And he himself marveled why he said the power of Christianity he had never seen before.
我这个我从十七岁就知道了。
And knew it at the age of 17.
因为圣经说
，Because the Bible says,
在你们里面的比世界的更大。
He who is in you is greater than he in the world.
不要笑，我们在听到的时候，邪灵就在我们四周围。
Because when they're listening, the evil power is surrounding us.
但现在有一些人呢，好像很得胜，其实很害怕。
A lot of Christians today look as if they're very victorious, actually they're very afraid.
看到一个碗里面一条龙，他就怕死了。
When they see a dragon in the bowl, they are afraid.
他有龙的就快快打破。
So everything they have a dragon, they want to break it.
鬼不是物质，哪里打得破？
This devil is not material, how can he break it?
这你去看那个里面有鬼，你就这里这个，你的神就无不是无所不在。
So when you see all this one, you want to you are afraid, then your God is not omnipresent.
所以这好像这是打破这个打破了，其实是很失败，因为怕东怕。
So I look as if you are very victorious, you want to break everything, but actually you are a failed Christian.
有一个德国的传道人。
There was a German preacher.
他在回教徒中间勇敢问他们一个问题。
He was among the Muslims. He asked them a very friendly question.
你的上帝是全能的吗？
Your God is he omnipotent one?
那些工人说，我们的上帝全能的，我回教的上帝是全能的。
They say yes.
原来那些回教徒建房子建到屋顶的时候，怕跌下来，就在那里呢系一个什么东西，啪就流血撒滴才上去。
And because they build a house on a very high place, they're afraid that it will fall. That's why they have a kind of sacrifice.
这个回教徒这个。德国传道人怎么这么说呢
？What of this German mission?
我想你的上帝不是全能的。
I think your God is not all powerful.
哪里？我们的上帝是全能的。
Yes, our God is. They say.
你的上帝不是全能的。
No, your God is not.
你的上帝不在屋顶上。
Because your God is not on the rooftop.
鬼在屋顶上。
Devil is there.
所以那一部分上帝不存在。
Well, on that place, God is not there.
所以你要杀鸡的才是平安，鸡就不平安了。
So we want to kill the chicken so they have peace, but the chicken have no peace.
你敢去到庙里面吗？
Do you dare to go to the temple?
不必怕。
Don't be afraid.
你敢，如果可以的话，到地狱去观光，你敢吗？
If it is possible for you to visit the pay of visit to the hell to do that.
如果耶稣叫我到地狱里面去讲的，我也去。
If Jesus asked me to preach in the hell, I'll go.
庙里面我也去。
Even a temple.
我们应当有一个得胜的圣洁，不是失败的圣洁。
We must have a victorious holiness, not a failing holiness.
但是法利赛人不敢摸那些麻风病的。
When these Pharisees do not touch those are leprosy.
对不对？一摸了就不接近了。
Because the more that they touch, they become defiled.
耶稣就按住在麻风病的身上。
But Jesus touched them and prayed for them.
你接近了吗？
That you are cleansed.
所以不是你的不接近跑到这里，是我的接近跑到你那边去。
So not that uncleanness come to you, but your cleansed.Your cleanliness go to him.
今天我在没有来讲学以前，在对面吃饭。
Today before I came to this place, I was dining opposite there.
看见那个十字架。
And saw a cross.
看见那个耶稣的像。
And saw a picture of Jesus.
我们说这个一定是基督徒。
We say this must be a Christian.
吃到一半的时候。
And halfway through.
看见我们吃的饭每一个碗里面都有一条龙。
And see that halfway through all the bowls have a dragon.
我说这个一定不是灵恩派的。
I said this restaurant must not belong to a charismatic movement.
因为灵恩派基督徒一定把龙先摔破的。
Because if not, they'll break this bowl.
这个部分大概不是灵恩派的。很多人呢。这个打破那个岛因为有龙，那么结果呢？后来新加坡政府印的钱里面有龙，他就一直收起来。
A lot of people break all these things, but then the monetary note of Singapore has a dragon, but they keep it.
这有一点精神分裂的基督徒。
So this dichotomized Christian.
有一些人专讲邪术，什么都要烧掉，这样这样有龙的，这样这样这样这样，讲得很大声。
A lot of people say that you must throw away all those with dragons.
后来他们到这个婆罗洲的北部去传道。
When they go to the north of Brunei,
很多教邪术的人后来信耶稣了。
And a lot of these black magic people came and believed in Jesus Christ.
后来他说：“牧师啊，我所有有龙的要丢掉吗？”
He said, "Should I throw away?"
丢掉，丢掉。
Yes, yes, you must throw away.
他说：“这个龙在我身上。”
But it's in me.
因为他吐啊，刺纹刺了，满身都是龙。
It's a tattoo.
那我怎么丢掉？
How can I throw myself away?
这牧师爬头爬来爬去，没有办法。
So he was scratching his head.
要剥皮不像人。
They cannot skin him.
要烧整个死掉了。
They cannot.
好了，奉耶稣的名分别为圣，就是这样子。
You see, I'll sanctify you with your prayer.
好了，我就到这个地方了。
So I'll stop here.
明天继续再讲下去。
We'll continue tomorrow.
感谢主带领我们直到现在，求主继续施恩。明天的讲座，愿主带领。求主你真理的圣灵引导我们进入明白真理的层次，使我们的信是有根有基，建立在信仰上面，建立在你的道上面，建立在对真理的认识上面，而不是建立在那些其他的事上。主啊，听我们祷告，我们回去求主与我们同在，奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
以你的个别的五十才可以回家，一个人五十个人，不到十个人不可以回家。